everybody, and welcome to Savvy Talk with your host, Maha Abulunin. Hello, Maha. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am doing very well. We're going to be talking about something exciting today, or something that's been exciting a lot of people currently, which is Clubhouse.
I know. Instead of like 2020, the word or the saying was, you're on mute. 2021, the saying is, are you on Clubhouse?
Yeah. Do you have an invite? Which is...
It's so funny to see how these new platforms just kind of come on the scene, and then one day they're just the talk of, I mean, Clubhouse has been around since last year, since last summer, last May or June of 2020. But in the last couple of weeks in 2021, it's just been like all the rage and all the talk about being on the platform. Are you on it? How does it work? All this kind of stuff. So I thought we should dedicate an episode to talk a little bit about Clubhouse, since we are a voice platform and a podcast, and Clubhouse is audio based. I'm like, this is just meant to be.
No, and I think it's very interesting, right? So Clubhouse crossed, I think, 2 million users in February, which for a company that's like 9 months old, that's quite insane. I was in a Clubhouse room the other day where they were talking about how there are 29 competitors to Clubhouse that are looking at social audio. So I think a lot of the stuff we'll talk about today, even if, let's say, Clubhouse is acquired by somebody else or becomes part of something bigger, I think they'll apply, because I think social audio is definitely going to be a thing in 2021 and beyond.
So you ask yourself, what is social audio, or why is Clubhouse like so relevant for people? And I think there's a couple of things. I was talking to one of my really good friends about this from Egypt a couple of days ago, and we were talking about it came at the right time during the pandemic. So if this would have came out early in the pandemic, people probably wouldn't have gravitated to it as much as they are right now, because people are zoomed out. They're tired of this seeing themselves all the time and being on camera. So being on audio allows you to be a little bit more creative, but it's a different type of connection. The intimacy you get with a voice, which is why we love podcasts so much.
Exactly.
It's like we really feel like we're listening to a conversation. So I think that's like a really big draw about it. And then secondly, you know, people don't really tune into live TV or linear TV unless it's like for a sporting event. When's the last time you actually turned on the television to watch a live news event? You probably just want to go look on your social media and see what's happening on Twitter, or see what people are talking about on social media platforms.
Yeah, it's not the first thing you go to anyway. Yeah.
It's not the first thing you do. And it's like the thing about listening is that connectivity, the intimacy, you know, conversations unfold as you listen. I think one of the things I love about Clubhouse, which is allowing people to be really free in how they communicate, is that it's not recorded and uploaded somewhere. It's basically sort of like stories. They disappear, but immediately they don't stick around. So people feel freedom, especially in the Middle East. Like a lot of the Clubhouse rooms I listen to in Saudi and in Dubai, people are able to talk about taboo topics. They feel that, you know, openness that's allowing them to communicate and express themselves. And I think that's one of the really big reasons why Clubhouse is being so successful, is that it's allowing people to, not to be pun intended, but like have that voice and that intimacy of talking in audio and listening in on conversations, being a fly on the wall. It's just fascinating.
I think so. For me, like, I think the one thing I really like, if you look at the traditional, what we're used to currently, right? So that includes Instagram or Twitter or whatever, is that if I'm following you, and I don't mean you, but you know, if I'm following you and you might like sports and you might like, you know, talking about PR and communication, and I really want to know what you think about PR and communication, but I have no interest in baseball, I'm kind of forced to see both those things in my feed because I don't have a choice. And the advantage the Clubhouse has, at least, is that you actually start out at a topic level, right? And so if you're in a topic talking about baseball, I don't need to enter that room and I can completely sidestep that entire conversation. Whereas if you're in a room talking about branding, as you were a little earlier today, I would jump in on that because that's what I want to follow you for. So there's this, I don't know, like an added layer of choice almost that you're able to do in a platform like Clubhouse that you're kind of losing in the noise on Twitter, right?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I think is making it stand out. I think, you know, Chris Schroeder wrote this article that I just read today, and he's a good friend of mine, and he talks a lot about bridging that cultural connectivity, like how it's bringing people together that wouldn't normally interact with each other. And that is just fascinating that you know, obviously what you just talked about, you can pick the topics you want, you can tune into the channel or radio station or clubhouse room that you want. I'm thinking of it as like different radio stations.
Almost like, yeah, it's like an on-demand, like a digital radio, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, digital. As I'm thinking about it, in my head, it's like, oh, it's just like live radio stations. You can just pop in and listen to talk radio. But like, these are actually real people that you know, or famous people that you want to learn from, or conversations between two people that you just get to be the fly on the wall. So that connectivity of running into people that you wouldn't normally get to interact with is just a huge element of the why people love it so much. I think even for, you know, people who are thinking about, should I get on Clubhouse or not? It's one more platform. It's one more social media thing. You know, you don't have to post. You don't have to create content. This isn't where you have to come up with a caption and a photo or take a video. You are just dropping in. It's drop-in audio. So there's no heavy lift where you like, oh, if I have to join Clubhouse, that's just one more thing I need to be, you know, updating and posting. No, you can be just an active listener.
Yeah.
And how refreshing is it to join something just to be present?
No, and even and then you can take it beyond that depending on how much you want. But also, you don't have to create in the traditional sense of initiating a conversation. You could be sitting in the room, you can raise your hand, and you might get an opportunity to air a thought that perhaps would have gotten, again, lost in a noise on a different platform, or maybe you would never have gotten an opportunity to interact with, I don't know, an Elon Musk or somebody who happens to be doing the room, right, and taking questions from the audience, or a Guy Kawasaki or so on, right, which he did. He's doing AMAs on Clubhouse right now almost every week. So these are, again, it's opening up all these new avenues, I think, which is very interesting.
Yeah, and I'm going to start doing AMAs on Clubhouse to talk about anything that people want to talk about in terms of communication. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. So stay tuned. We're going to link you in that so you guys can hear about how to be a part of that AMA. But one of the other things too, just lastly on this, is what can we learn from having a product like Clubhouse when it comes into the market? I really want to talk about, how does it spread when it's an invite only thing? Like, the hype, I think, has to do a lot with the appeal. Like, yeah, it's exclusive, it's invite only, you have to know somebody who's on it. By the way, it's really easy to get an invitation. If anybody wants an invitation, I have invitations. I can send any of our listeners who would like to get an invitation to join Clubhouse. But I think that's also part of the appeal, is that it's still limited. It's only on Apple, it's not on Android. It's still kind of a fresh platform that people are still discovering. And I think that's also leading to a lot of the appeal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that there isn't some level of noise on the platform already, but again, you have that choice, right? You can pick and get into a room that's interesting to you. I'm curious as well. I mean, I know you've been on the platform for a little while. You've been interacting a little bit as well. If you're a brand, if you're someone, whether a personal brand or even a company, and you want to get involved, what are you seeing as an interesting opportunity here as a way to interact?
Brands should definitely get on it. I just saw a couple of days ago, Kool-Aid hosted a Clubhouse room.
Oh, that was amazing.
That's like the tagline for Kool-Aid. So, I mean, the brands get in and talk about things that they're passionate about. I just was on one just before we came on here talking about gratitude. And it was basically like people just coming on the Clubhouse room to talk about gratitude. And it was a brand that was just wanting to spread positive energy and love, and just decided to have today's theme be about gratitude. So brands should definitely get involved. It's an opportunity to connect with listeners and the audience and create a different type of relationship with your user. Like I said, because it's audio version, you don't have to do any heavy lifting. It's not like the PR department or the marketing department's like, it's one more platform that we need to invest behind creating content for. It's really just talking.
One note there, which I wanted to add, because I was at their town hall last week and they were very clear about the fact that they want people to create accounts and not brands. And so they're very open to having brands explore other opportunities, including doing things in rooms like you just mentioned now. But they were quite clear to say, like, ultimately we want people because we want this to be genuine and authentic, which is something audio does by default anyway. And I think that that's an interesting approach that they're taking as well.
Okay, so let's leave the listeners with three things they need to know about Clubhouse if they want to get started. First things first, set up your bio. If you have an invitation, make sure you put the details in your bio about what you're passionate about or what you do. So there is room to, a lot of them have like restrictions, really kind of build out your bio and make sure that people know who you are and what you do in your bio. So that's super important for Clubhouse. Secondly, is start to just listen in on different topics. So when they give you the range of the different things you can follow, in the beginning, cast your net wide because you want to get followers and you want to understand who's talking about what. And so really cast your net wide and try to immerse yourself in the platform so you get a really good feel. It's like a Clubhouse. You want to see what's going on in this corner, what's going on this side of the house. So you really want to get in there. So don't be afraid to like cast it wide, picking a lot of topics and then narrow it down later. And the third tip, which is really important, is you see at the top of the app, it has a little calendar. You should just live on that calendar because what that calendar does will share you what events are happening that day. And then there's a little bell you can turn it on so you can turn on notifications so you can find out when a room is about to start. So if you are following a topic or a category, they're going to put all of those events for you in the calendar, which is so organized and so nice to see. So you can scroll through that and see what's happening. But better yet, turn on notifications. You'll get a notification when the room starts, and that way you will be reminded when to jump in.
Perfect.
I hope that you guys have a Clubhouse. I'm going to be hosting a bunch of stuff. If you would like me to do a Clubhouse topic of your choice, drop it in the notes, send us a message, DM us. We'd be happy to talk about that topic, and we'll see you guys on Clubhouse.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, thank you, everybody. You can follow Maha on Maha Gabber and Digital and Savvy on Instagram. So that's where you need to DM her if you want an invite. And yeah, we'll see you again soon.